that were that occurred as a result of that attack. One of the most bizarre, and I'm going to tell this story, and then I'm going to share with you something relating to this story. This will be our little foundation story here. But in the area of Sri Lanka is a very, very strong Islamic nation. And the Christians are under great persecution there. Many of the Christians live in remote villages. It's a third world country in the area where they live. But they live in villages where there is no electricity. There is no television and there is no radio. And they literally never see a newspaper. They are simply villages with huts. There was a woman that lives in Sri Lanka, and she lives in one of the villages, and on September the 9th, 2001, she came up to Luke Walters, who is a missionary. In fact, I've met this pastor in Memphis about a year ago in September, and she came up to this man. He was ministering in the area, and great, this is just simply a praying Christian woman, and she says, "I have heard from God and seen a very strange vision." And she says, "It is a vision from the Lord and I need to share it with you." He said, "What did you see?" She said, now watch how this woman in a third world country describes this. She says, "I saw a giant village." She says, "It was a very large building." And she says, "The huts reached up into the heavens." You know, she's never seen a skyscraper. So she's describing this in her own words. She says, "The huts reached up into the heavens." And she says, "I saw two that were identical." She says, "They looked like twins." That was the way she described it. Well, he said, "Well, what else did you see?" Now, listen to this woman's vision 2 days before September 11th. The woman says, "I saw two huge demonic hands, two hands of demons. And one reached into the top of one hut, and one grabbed the top of the other hut that looked the same. They looked like twins and pushed them all the way down to the ground." And she says, "When these demonic hands pushed these two huge huts to the ground," she said, "this huge village became covered with smoke." And she says, "I saw people lying on the ground and I saw people coughing from this smoke." And she says, "Then," you're going to listen to what I'm about to say. This is heavy. She says, "Then," and she addressed Luke. She says, "Sir, the second thing I saw, God took me up into the heavens immediately and I saw the earth." And she says, "The earth was a globe and it was spinning just like it's supposed to." She says, "It was just like I was out in the heavens watching the earth spin and it was just moving. It was simply moving." But she says, "When the demonic hands tore down the huts that were reaching up into the heavens," she said, "all of a sudden the earth, instead of doing this, started going tick, 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 tick." And Luke held his hand up like this. He said, "But what do you mean?" And she looked at his watch and she saw the sweep hand on his watch. And she says, "Just like that, moving." She says, "It was moving a little, a little, a little." Now, Luke was totally shocked when the news came to Sri Lanka, where he is a missionary, that the trade center had fallen. And the people had been killed and the smoke was there. The smoke devastated the area. People were lying on the ground and people were choking. And he knew this woman had had a vision from God. But I want you to hear the part that fascinates me. And I know I can tell by your response it fascinates you. How that the earth changed. Something happened to the planet. Instead of everything, watch this now. Instead of everything being normal and everything moving the way it had always moved, it starts ticking like the hands of a clock. Now, in my opinion, what this woman saw was God showed her that the attack on America was the most significant prophetic event not recorded in your Bible. Do you hear me? Not recorded in our Bible. But it would be the event that would set the end time clock ticking. Because, listen, we would not be in Afghanistan at this present time had that not happened. We would not have had a war in Iraq had that not happened. We would not have had to change our stance in government and have our nation on an alert system had that not happened. I can start going down the list of things and say certain things would have never happened had that not happened. Now, I'm not here to debate who in the